Tomorrow night, the Arkansas Arts Council will recognize the Individual Artist Fellowship Awards recipients during a virtual program. 9 artists are receiving a fellowship of $4,000 each. One of this year's recipients is Kensuke Yamada, an associate professor of ceramics at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Thank you for joining us and congratulations on the award. We'd love to talk to you today just a little bit about your work in general. So I guess I'll start at the beginning. There are lots of different media in art. So what was it about ceramics that spoke to you?
It's been probably over 21 years or so since I came to the United States. And you take those English as second language course first, and then finally you get to take the college level, like academic level courses. And then that was the first time I took ceramics. Well, at that point, my English was real bad. So, reading syllabus is already taking me, 15, 20 minutes, even if it's just a one page with a dictionary. So ceramic class was kind of good because, you're not going to lose your fingers you're going to weld your hands together or anything crazy like that. I mean, simply it's just, dirt in your hands. So that was the first time I took ceramics. I had a great teacher, and he patiently teach me how things work with using gestures and everything. And we've been still friends and everything. And that was the very first time, and I never thought about how you're going to make a living with it or anything. But something that I really liked it, first time that you just want to wake up and go to school. That's something that you never feel before. It's just like most of kids, and I mean, as a student, you're like, oh, school again. But it was like a first time. I just want to wake up and go and squish some clay and make something. I like the how that history of it, how old it is, and how things are in the kind of same way still it is. Of course, the ceramics has been changed quite a bit as a work and as a fine art. And something is happening beyond just cups and bowl, but generally they're kind of same as what the cavemen used to do. You built something with the hands, and it's not like a film camera became a digital kind of change. Never happened to ceramics, and there's no way to fast forward the process of building objects. And it's not like 21st century and way 1,000 years ago, and we still have to make sure clay is dry. You still have to take your time to assemble things together, and I think I kind of like that, very direct with your hands. And it's kind of fantasizing, but in a way you're building things is very similar to what the cavemen used to do. And, definitely that's just, I'm fantasizing myself that like, oh, I'm just doing similar thing that cavemen used to do. It's kind of beautiful in a way, I think.
Absolutely. So how would you describe your style for folks that aren't familiar with your work? I notice you do a lot of really unique facial imagery.
I used to not make a figurative work. I used to make, vessel form. Of course, everybody kind of starts from cups and bowl. And then, then I wanted to do sculptural work after that. And I start simply just close the top of a vessel. And I guess it became sculpture. the way that when you closed form objects has sort of like a contains the energy inside, sort of like a, and especially clay, that it's so fragile, but something that's some energy of some strong things holding inside of it. So that's something you feel when close the form of a ceramic pot, and when a wet clay stage, you feel that how fragile these materials are. At the same time, it's like blown up inside something strong is just like holding in there. So that was the first time I was making a bunch of sculpture, non-figurative sculpture. That's something that I started in early on. But then I thought about this, how people will engage to your work. Like when you are exhibition, how people stop and look at your work. Because very early stage, my goal was, and definitely is still, to exhibit my work, and I want people to look at my work. And so the very early stage, when I participated local art walk or something like that, or I even went to like a local coffee shop or even flower store and see if I can put my work there, and also for just the art walk night or over the weekend. So I kind of carefully observed that way people interact with your work. And then here's a question about like how I can make people to engage to my work better. So then I start making figurative work, because, you know, figurative work is something that exists for thousands of years, and people do make some connection with a figurative work. And, you know, sometimes that figure became yourself, and sometimes that figure became your friends and family, and you tell a story through it. And sometimes the figure became a friends, and people do make a connection with a figurative work. Also, the figurative work as a vessel that holds the emotion. So that kind of has a connection with my older work of just a closed vessel form, because it's a closed vessel form but has a human face on it, so it holds that huge emotion inside, just like we are, right? Like, so it kind of made sense to me to start figurative work that point. And then I start making, you know, try to train myself to, you know, like I try to build more classical trained figure or something like that. But every time I make something, and my friends and teacher told me that looks like still Asian. So, you know, there's something that when you make art, like especially clay, that you directly touch this material. So you can't avoid who you are in a way. I guess that I think that every art is the same way. That comes to the point you start noticing patterns or things that you do. And sometimes it's not something you like, and sometimes it's okay, but you start noticing yourself to the work. And some points you kind of have to embrace that to your work. Or if you're making something for, you know, corporation or something, and it's not about you, it's about trend, it's about, you know, design that they recommend you to make, that kind of work, or when you're making this kind of fine the artwork that's going to express yourself, that case that you kind of have to look at yourself, accept yourself in good and bad, and so embrace the way you do things. So I guess that my facial feature or textures or whimsy look to it and all that kind of thing is something just me being me, I guess. And I think that it helps me that way, because I try to make something. Probably I became somebody else in some points, and you see the disconnection from what you're making is not quite like who you are, kind of disconnection. But if I kept it the way I touch is just what it is, and then see how I can recognize the way I do things and how I can push that farther. So that's the kind of style I got so far.
So you participated in an exhibit earlier this year that explored the aloneness of creating during the pandemic. Did you spend a lot of time alone during 2020? And how did that impact what you created?
It seemed like everybody wanna put it that way because of a pandemic. But, you know, I never had an issue, problem with that pandemic, because, you know, I make things. So even I have to stay home, I can still, you know, entertain myself. You know, I have a one room dedicated to painting at my house. And if I go to, you know, studio, then I can make stuff. And so, you know, that work wasn't quite about that, though. But I see more positive side of that, because you met lost less people during the time. And you notice that everybody is so shining diamond when you see them walking, you know, walking, passing through you. And so I think that it was a great opportunity for us to appreciate individuals' energy that they have. And just because of a pandemic, you know, we couldn't, you know, because the affliction of the energy creates the next fun thing. So, but then we didn't have a time to meet to create the affliction during the pandemic. But, you know, when I get out of studio and, you know, go to Kroger or something, even just that, and you notice that people are wearing masks and, you know, doing the shopping and just do their own thing. But during that time, you notice that how precious individuals are and how strong individuals are, even in that situation, you know, we'll try to live. So I think I saw that more positive beauty side of it. That's why for the exhibit, I used a lot of color and talked about the individual. So it's not quite like a, you know, individual loneliness was the only the topic, more likely positive side of that. I felt that how precious and strong individuals are through that experience, I think.
I love that. That's such a beautiful way to look at things. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time too. Thank you.